We have our own private treatment room there. We've been there for about 2.5 years now. So we, you know, we have actual outpatient physical therapy services we offer there. There's myself and another physical therapist there. So it's just the two of us, kind of private, but we have access to all of the WISE equipment.
So the location being inside of the Y in Nagani is a little bit different from some of the other operations you guys have that are sort of more standalone, and gives some interesting, maybe some different opportunities there for folks.
Yep. Being right in the Y, we have access to a lot of equipment that we don't in our other clinics just due to cost. But I also love being in the Y. You know, it's full most of the time with people who want to be there and are motivated to work out for their own well-being. I think that's great for our patients to see. Mm-hmm. And encourages them to continue.
I got to ask you that, as a trainer, how important is something like that kind of motivation when you're working with a patient, when you're working with someone that's recovering from some kind of injury?
Especially there, there's a lot of, oh, I know you, you know, that sort of small town thing. And it's great for people to say, oh yeah, I had that done last year, and you know, there they are, they're working out, they've continued, they're doing great. So mm-hmm. I think it's great for our patients to see that.
What are some of the key things you do with someone that may be working on recovering from, let's just say, I don't know, a knee injury or some sort of surgery like that?
Well, first and foremost, it's most important to get their range of motion back, get their motion, you know, get moving well, and then we start to work on strength and stability of the joint. Mm-hmm. So.
And that really is part of the overall process of when someone needs some work done. Let's just say they need a knee surgery or something, or they injured it. Maybe they overdid it or something like that. They go to the doctor. The doctor says, all right, let's try physical therapy. That's where you guys come into the picture. What do you do at that point then?
Well, our first visit consists of an evaluation with the physical therapist, and they run through everything with the joint. Mm-hmm. Motion testing, strength testing, you know, some special testing just to see what they're dealing with. And then from there, we start, you know, pain control, motion, strength, building into more functional activities.
We have an active physical therapy update going on in the studios this morning. Pam Dost is with us. She's athletic trainer with active physical therapy in the Nagani Clinic. Pam, let's talk about that a little bit, that when it comes to physical therapy and the doctor says you got to get it done, there are options there, and that's where you guys will come in.
Yep, there's a lot of physical therapy clinics here in Marquette County, but you always have the choice of where you would like to be seen. So living in Nagani, you know, come on down to Iron Street, and we're right in the YMCA. So.
Right, and that's probably something that maybe people that they think, I mean, they know your locations. You got a couple in Marquette. You have one at the Country Village in Ishpeming. You have this Nagani location. But it being in the Y, sometimes for folks that live in Nagani in particular that may need physical therapy, they may not think about it, and you want to make sure that they do.
Absolutely. And another great thing, partnering with the Y, they offer their membership sign-up fee that they have is waived for our patients who decide to become members of the Y. So that's another great advantage.
And the advantage there you mentioned a moment ago is that all of the equipment that the Y has in the facility is at your disposal to work with them with physical therapy.
Yep, we have access to all of that.
What is the process then if, you know, something happens, someone, you know, has to go to the doctor and they maybe have an injury to recover from or a surgery or whatever it may be, they get a hold of you guys, then you'll talk with them and say, all right, well, let's try this, and let's say they live in Nagani, to come on down to the one in the Y. What do you do? You kind of work with them in terms of what the injury or what the recovery is, and then go from there?
Yep, we go from there, trying to set them up, you know, maybe see us for 4 to 6 weeks a couple times a week, and then we set them up with a home program and give them exercises to work on their own and continue with their program that way.
Well, if someone is listening this morning and they've been to the doctor and they're considering that they need physical therapy, or that they know something's in their future, a surgery or something that's going to have it, how can they find out more about active physical therapy?
Well, our website is stayactiveup.com. There you can find our phone numbers and our addresses and all that good mm-hmm. stuff.
And that's a good opportunity. And for folks in Nagani, to remember that you're located in the Y on Iron Street.
Absolutely.